Would you like to break bread and have vino with me, Bill?
Yes.
You would? Really?
I think you've already had some vino, Wendy.
Maybe
possibly.
Not.
Possibly.
All right. There's a new restaurant that is actually younger than my puppy. It only opened 4 months ago.
And that's the name of the restaurant.
younger than my Wendy's puppy.
Which is really keeping people away.
It's just a new place, and it's a homestyle place, and it's run by a family, and it's called Sapori Antichi. Is that correct, Michael Miranda?
Yes, it is. Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano. You know, we wanted to give our guests the true Italian bar experience where you can come in for some awesome gelato, a great espresso. We roast all of our own coffee in-house, and then sit down and have an amazing meal. So you have that true all-around Italian bar bistro experience as if you were walking the streets of Rome and you
so
just
good.
Wanted to stop and then get something to eat.
The name means what?
So Sapori Antichi is old world flavors or old world recipes, let's just say. And the way I like to say it, the way that we built this restaurant is Sapori Antichi, old world flavors with a modern Italian flair
nice.
To it.
Yeah.
Now, this is your family that opened this.
This is, I don't have any partners. I have my mother, my father, my wife, my 3-year-old Marcello, and my 4-month-old Raffaella, who are the
they're bussing tables already.
Yeah, well, they're the real bosses of the family. I have an amazing staff, an amazing team. My chef is family, also a cousin of mine, and we wanted to make sure that from the moment you walked in the door, you felt like you were part of the family.
Oh, that's so
you know,
perfect.
I want you to be a guest in my home, sitting at my dining room table in my kitchen.
Yeah.
So we have 48 seats in the restaurant, exposed kitchen. You hear the pots and pans going.
I love that.
You can sit at the chef's table, we call it, and you can look right over the bar into the kitchen. You see where your food is coming from. You know when the chef's not happy because a pot's going to go flying across the kitchen, and you're going to see it. But that's what it means to be in an authentically Italian kitchen.
He's a bit of a star, Bill, and that's why we were talking about this. I had gelato one time. There was a gelato festival. We had some people up in the studio. That's the one time I had it. You could have gelato all the time.
I eat it all the time. I love it. It's so good.
And you're a pretty good gelato maker. You're
pretty
a champion.
Good.
I'm okay.
You've done well with this.
You know what? Gelato, it's, you know, believe it or not, gelato is in my blood. When I started back in 2012, my wife and I started this business pushing around a gelato cart, going to weddings, parties, corporate events, and we were buying our gelato from a manufacturer. We just wanted to kind of test out, see what we could do. We moved it along about a month or so after we got married in 2013. We put a food truck on the street down here in Chicago with our Gelato d'Oro. That's a brand of our gelato. We opened up a gelato shop in the western suburbs in 2014, which we recently closed to move down here.
Yeah.
And then we started in the city. But in the suburbs, when I had my first gelato shop, that's the point where I said to myself, you know, in order to be successful, I have to make my own gelato.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my parents and I says, please, please help me. Let's invest the money in the equipment. Let me work on bringing the proper ingredients. I use all natural ingredients. I import them from Italy. I use all fresh or frozen fruits here. We're in Chicago, so I get the best that I can. And I make everything from scratch. I make everything, you know, by hand. And that's what brought me to where we are today.
Do me a favor, Michael. Tell people, because people will hear this and they go, well, that's just ice cream, isn't it? No, it's not,
at all.
Just ice cream.
Gelato does not translate to ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Gelato it comes from gelare, or it's to freeze. It all has to do with how the gelato is frozen. Mm-hmm. When you're making gelato, it's churned at a much slower speed than ice cream is. Ice cream is faster. It has more air built into the mixture. I always say this, when you go to the store and you spend $2.99 or $1.99 on a bucket of ice cream, and you're like, wow, it's such a great deal. Well, you're paying for air. When you're getting gelato, why is it more expensive? It's because it's dense.
Yeah.
It has less air in the mixture. It's served at a warmer temperature than ice cream is.
Better flavor.
Better flavor, rich in flavor. That's what, you know, having the less air and having churned into it, you get more. You get more out of it. You want to taste what the ingredient is inside the gelato.
What flavors do you do best with your gelato?
I'm a traditional gelato maker. So I will make the nocciola hazelnut. I import all of that. I bring all my nocciola in from Piemonte, from the north of Italy.
Yeah.
The pistachio I'll make. My pistachio, I use Sicilian pistachio. I spend a lot of money on it. I have your vanillas, your chocolates. I have, oh my gosh, banana Nutella, yeah, stuff like that. I don't go too crazy with my flavors, even though I'm capable of,
yeah,
it, but I want to give you the experience that you would have when you go into a gelato shop in Italy. You're going to get the traditional flavors done right.
Sounds so good.
Michael Miranda, owner of Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
This is at 22 West Ohio Street. I know a lot of people, more men than girls now, want to be chefs. It's really important to them. Kendall Culinary Arts School has students, and how do you help them out? Because this is a cool thing you're doing.
Well, we actually, one of our line cooks, he is a student of Kendall College, and he's not an intern. He's a fully paid member of our staff, and I look at him all the time, and I say to him, remember us when you're a big-time chef working in owning a big restaurant here in Chicago, because there is a lot of talent out there. And I don't want to say it in a negative way, but not a lot of kitchens out there will allow people to show their talent on the lower end. And we like to give that opportunity. No matter what your skill is, we will find a place for you and we will let you excel. I mean, heck, we have dishwashers who want to move out of the dish pit and mm-hmm. go into prep. And myself or our chef will work with that person that we have on staff right now and just, hey, listen, prep this. We'll work with you. Prep this item. Do this. We'll teach you how to chop. We'll teach you how to use all the different types of equipment so that you can learn.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't want to call us a full learning kitchen in the sense that we're a classroom, but
yeah,
we give the opportunities that you might not always find in another restaurant.
Is that because you're a family and you did that with each other?
It is. You know what? I learned I can't necessarily get on a line and start cooking fast mm-hmm. because that's not where my true experience is. I learned what I know in my mother's kitchen, in my grandmother's kitchen, still today. And, you know, that's where you give me time, I'll make a dish that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and my nonna, they yell at me in the back of, you know, as they're standing behind me, you're doing something, you're not doing
hit
that right. But that's, sometimes. But that's how you learn. You get the opportunity to try. And trust me when I say you fail 1.5 million times, but that time right after,
good.
Yeah, you make it.
They always say, Michael, you know this, you shouldn't go into business with people that you love. Would you advocate for that or against that?
Well, I mean, be prepared to fight left and right, up and down, all over the place. But if you go into it with a positive mind, knowing that you want to be successful,
uh-huh.
no matter who you're going into business with, unless they're really not good, you will be successful.
Oh, good.
You will be. It'll take time.
Good.
A lot of time, a lot of patience, a whole heck of a lot of money, but it's the passion.
Yeah.
If you have passion, if you have drive, and you have the ability to look forward and just block out all the things that are going to happen when you start, you'll be successful.
Right.
You need a little more passion if you want to know the truth.
Oh, yeah,
just a little
Thank
more.
You.
So the Gelato Festival America is going on August 25th and 26th at the Chicago Premium Outlets in Aurora.
Correct.
That's coming up. And
the gelato capital of the world.
Yes. We're going to make it the gelato capital of the world for those couple of days.
Yeah. All right, good.
And we'll find out what's on the menu. It's Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano. It's 22 West Ohio in Chicago, Illinois. And Michael Miranda is here, owner of that. We'll continue in a moment. It's Bill Left. It's Wendy Snyder. There's a new family-owned restaurant that opened up about 4 months ago, 22 West Ohio Street, Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano. And the owner is with us right now, and his name is Michael Miranda. I mentioned to you, I'm half Italian. My grandpa his specialty was polenta, and he would make like a stewed chicken that went on top of it. It was just olive oil and onions and stewed chicken. Have you heard of that? It's more of a northern Italian
thing. It is more of a northern Italian dish. There wasn't too much polenta in my house, although my mother did make it a few different times. It wasn't your typical polenta soft where you could, you know, eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
She made it more in the style of a polenta cake with Parmigiano cheese inside of it.
What, to give it some taste?
Yeah, to give it a little bit. Exactly. You know what? I have never truly been a crazy fan of polenta, but if it's made properly with the right dish, you know, it's excellent. It's excellent.
Bruschetta or bruschetta?
Bruschetta.
Everyone makes fun of
me.
And
here's, now I'm going to explain to you something. What we have, or what we as Americans believe or know as a bruschetta, is actually crostini or crostone. A bruschetta is on a big piece of bread. So when you go to Italy and you order a bruschetta, don't expect to get six little piece slices of bread with tomatoes and onions on top. Mm-hmm. Expect to get one big piece of bread, not cut up, with either simple cheese on top of it, maybe a meat on top of it. Nothing truly special.
But haven't most Italian foods been kind of Americanized? Even pizza's vastly different when you go to Italy and get pizza. It's really different.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just that I want to bring the authentic.
Yeah.
I want to do it. I mean, we are in a city of 1,000,001 Italian restaurants. I did not want spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
I did not want fettuccine Alfredo. When you go to Italy and you order spaghetti and meatballs, they might look at you weird because you'll get the spaghetti. You'll get the meatballs after you eat the spaghetti and possibly with a salad or a vegetable, not on top of the meatball. So, you know, even though my mother does it at home, spaghetti and meatballs like spaghetti with meatballs on the side, that's truly, in my opinion, based on my experiences, not the authentic way to do it.
Chef Boyardee, genius or not a genius?
You know what? Genius.
He was.
Right.
Genius.
Yeah. He started, like, the first canned foods for people.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a genius.
Yeah. Genius. Yeah.
All right, another question. I might say something wrong. I say gnocchi as gnocchi. Everyone says it's gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
I win.
Gnocchi.
It is gnocchi.
Everyone
gnocchi.
Makes fun of me.
Gnocchi. Pinocchio.
No, yeah.
Like Pinocchio.
Like Pinocchio. Like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Gnocchi, you want it, a soft, pillowy texture, nothing too firm. Gnocchi, we make all of our gnocchi in-house.
Yeah.
We roll out the dough and they're cut up into little cubes. Always pillowy soft.
Yep.
Nothing too firm. Do you want to be able to absorb the sauce that, you know, that it's made in? Nice, and it's supposed to be a light dish. Gnocchi really shouldn't be something heavy.
Really?
It shouldn't be sitting in your stomach.
Yeah.
It should, if the gnocchi is made properly, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, yeah.
Why the decision to go all throughout Italy and get every region represented? Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, let our guests come in and have a sample of everything. Being that our chef is from Bari, you will notice that a lot of our dishes have fish inside of them because some of the best fish in the world comes from Bari, from Puglia.
Pesci, right?
Yeah, Pesci.
Yeah.
Pesci. And you know,
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci inspired all the dishes.
I think might have changed his name. I don't know. In the morning, when the chefs in Puglia, you know, in that area of Italy, you know, wake up, they go to the sea and they get the fish fresh. So when we started this project, I said to him, I said, I swear, if the fish is not fresh and it's not good, we're going to have a problem. And he just, you know, kicked it out of the park. One of our signature dishes, we call it, is polpo in giardino. And it's literally, it's called octopus in the garden. And I am willing to go toe-to-toe with some of the master chefs, the best chefs in Chicago, in saying that our polpo octopus is the best you will find in this city. Guaranteed.
All so right. When people in this city say the popo are coming, they mean an
octopus
is coming?
Yes, they mean the octopus are coming. Yes, yes.
I had no idea.
It's not squiddly diddly at the bed. It's
full of flavor and everything.
Gravy or sauce?
Sauce.
Me too.
Yeah.
Gravy goes on top of mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Nope, sorry. Gravy does go. And you know what? Every once in a while, my 87 or 88-year-old grandmother, my last Nona that I have left, she calls it gravy, and you know, we let it go, but it's sauce.
Okay, and then is it better to have lines in your pasta because it grabs the sauce better? You can do both.
You can do both.
And it depends on the sauce.
You can do both. It depends on the sauce. But the there's different types of methods of extruding pasta.
Yeah.
And you want something that's more coarse, that's going to be able to grab the sauce. You don't want pasta to sit in sauce for a long time, because it's going to get mushy.
Yeah.
But you want something that, if it's extruded properly, and there's different methods, it's going to hold the sauce nicely.
Which of the pasta noodles is the most conducive to you to making a good dish? Is there one that you prefer? I'm a cavatappi guy. I like cavatappi very much. Rotini in a close second. But is there one as the chef that you go, now, this is the best one to use?
I'm a fan of bucatini.
Yeah?
I've recently become a really big fan of bucatini, because we make our bucatini in-house.
Mm.
We make a bucatini cacio e pepe, really the way you're supposed to do it. We add crispy guanciale, which is the cheek. It's not bacon, but it's cooked like bacon, on top with asparagus also.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Really good.
Yeah.
And what is the bucatini? That's not the hollow spaghetti, is it?
Yes, it's like a spaghetti noodle, but much thicker, and it's the hole in the center is bigger.
I know my pasta. Yeah. That was one thing. My mom was the Italian one. She never let us say noodle in our house. It was always pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
And Bill loves shrimp. You have a specialty dish, orecchiette?
Yes, orecchiette gamberi. And we bring in nice, full shrimp, so you're going to get a nice... When you bite
it's
into the shrimp, you'll
good,
bite into
Michael.
It.
Yeah. Not only is the shrimp tasty and firm and delicious, but the pesto that's on it is just second to none.
And you know what? It's all about the way it's made too. I mean, from our chefs down through our line cooks, he made it very important to explain to them how to properly make a dish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just throw everything in the pan and turn it on and start mixing. There are steps that you have to follow.
Yeah.
And if you follow those steps properly, you're going to execute a great dish.
Yeah. You've been open since April. Is it going according to plan, or has there been a surprise or two for you?
It is going according to plan. You know, there are a few surprises that have come our way. We're unfortunately dealing with some construction in front of our building. There's a huge scaffolding blocking our entrance. But
Wendy's Italian, she'll get that taken care of for you.
It's okay. We might drag it down the street and we'll hook it onto the back of the car, and it might be parked in the corner of Michigan and Ohio. But no, it's part of business. It's part of business to come against these types of issues and work through them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put a smile on your face. You have to say, you know what, it's gonna work. We're gonna get through this. Our customers are gonna love us. Our food is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if we deal with it, which I really wish I wasn't, being a brand new restaurant, you take it.
Yeah.
It's going to go away, and it's going to work.
Good.
And that's what you go with every issue that comes across your door.
Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano, 22 West Ohio Street. You can go to saporibaritaliano.com. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page. You're on Instagram. You're on Facebook. You're the 2016 champion of the World Tour of Gelato Illinois Challenge, and you'll be participating in this Gelato Fest coming up August 25th and 26th at the Chicago Premium Outlets.
Yes, I'm excited. I've created a nice new flavor. I'm still working on it right now. I don't know.
Can
if
you
wanna...
say what it is? Or
you know what?
You
I can. I can.
Yeah.
People are going to steal your idea.
Let them, please.
Let them try.
Let them try. It's. I don't believe in. I don't. First of all, I don't believe in competition, and I don't believe in stealing the ideas, because it's my recipe.
Oh.
And it's my technique behind it.
Yeah.
So if you want to make it, try to make it, but it won't have my technique.
What's the flavor?
So the flavor is called Caffè Corretto, and the flavor that I did made for the Gelato World Tour breakfast at Nonna's house had a story behind it, and Caffè Corretto is a story behind it also. The typical Italian walks into a bar in the afternoon, they have their espresso, they want a shot of grappa or they want a shot of Sambuca inside of it. I said, let's make this into a gelato. So we have our Arabica coffee gelato, which we use freeze-dried coffee. We have our own signature grappa that we put inside the gelato.
Yeah.
And then I do, because we roast all of our own coffee in-house, I did a special roast of coffee beans coated in chocolate, so you bite into the gelato.
Wow.
You have the nice taste of the coffee, just a hint of the grappa, and then a nice bite of the coffee.
You eat this with your pinky out?
Of course.
You have to.
Best of luck to you. Michael Miranda, owner of Sapori Antichi Bar Italiano. Go to their website. You can Google it. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
No, thank you. It's such an honor. I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, it was great. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more show. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.